dear Peter Nalanda, Chair of the Working Party, dear Rashaun Watson, Vice Chair of the Working Party, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. I first want to express really and sincerely my appreciation for your engagement, feedback, and in-depth discussions during this week. Especially, I would like to thank the Chair and Vice Chair for guiding the proceedings of the meeting and for facilitating the dialogue with the regional coordinators. I also want to thank regional coordinators and all delegates for their openness to dialogue. A lot of heavy lifting has taken place, and the collective efforts are really very much appreciated from our sides. We would have liked to conclude the Working Party with a proposed program plan document endorsed by our membership. I believe that that was also a shared objective. We take note of the different views of our global and diverse membership, and that, unfortunately, the document presented could not be fully endorsed due to difficulties in finding consensus on specific issues. We really appreciate that the Working Party reviewed and took note of the document presented, which our Secretary General will submit to New York next week. We appreciate that you see continuous improvement in the quality of the document, as stated in your agreed conclusions. We are fully committed to continuing doing this on this path. Your comments and feedback will help us draft the next program plan. We take note of your request to review the final version of the 2025 program plan when it is issued for consideration of the committees and the General Assembly. As per usual practice, we will organize a dedicated management briefing in May. This will also be a good opportunity to update you on the resources side. As per our proposal, we can consider merging this with the RBN briefing. We also take note of your request in the agreed conclusions to include in the reports on gender and geographical representation information at the divisional level. As you know, ANTAD, as an entity of the UN Secretariat, is accountable for gender and geographical representation at the organizational level. Secretary General Griezmann takes this accountability very seriously, as you all know, and I can assure you that the senior management is also fully aware of the responsibilities and that action is taken and will continue to be taken at every management level where this issue belongs. Your last point in the agreed conclusions is also duly noted. It concerns enhancing the performance report on the implementation of deliverables. 2 years ago, you requested us to explore the possibility of providing more details on the numbers in the tables of deliverables in the program plan. It was meant to be an informal supporting document to facilitate your discussions and considerations during the session. As you can imagine, and I think you also see, it is a heavy and time-consuming task to prepare the document with the level of detail requested. Also, time is not on our end, given the submission deadline of the proposed program plan imposed by New York. But we understand your point on the timeliness of the report. To submit it to you earlier, we will need to set on an earlier cutoff date. This would provide not a complete picture of the year review, but will also allow us to do more quality checks. Before closing, and once again, I sincerely want to reiterate our appreciation of your candid feedback and comments, and foremost, for your commitment and for your engagement. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ms.